Welcome one, welcome all, step right up, ladies and gentlemen, Portal Gaming Podcast, episode number 69 is here. We are live at the Portal right now for Extra Life 2017, a 24-hour event that's going on here. Howdy, everybody. I am your host for this episode, The Brant. And with me for a short period of time is
your co-host, Brian.
All right, and he is here with us, and we are at the Extra Life event. I have not been here, but it's been going since midnight. It's now about 4 or 5 o'clock at night. How's everything been going, Brian?
Yeah, no, it's been going really great. We just wrapped up the charity auction, which went awesome. John did a great job just getting that going. Yeah, it's been awesome, though. A great turnout, pretty steady. I think we had, like, you know, around 30 people, like, through the bulk of the night, and then we were picking up more people as the day went on. So
yeah, it looks great. As I pulled in, there was no parking in the parking lot, so it was awesome that I had to go park somewhere else. I figure that's a good sign, good problem to have. So lots of games getting played, lots of money getting raised, raffles, other things. What's been happening throughout the day? Give us a brief overview.
Yeah, so we've had a couple tournaments going on. We had Two Rooms and a Boom to start it off. You know, an easy one to just like get everyone going, get them started playing some games. After that, it's been, you know, like we had a Rhino Hero Super Battle game going on. So that was like six copies of Super Rhino Hero.
Nice.
Or Rhino Hero Super Battle. Sorry, got a little tongue-tied there. What else is going on? I'm kind of blanking a little bit. I know we've got a schedule right around the corner. We played some code games. They've been streaming some stuff. They had TI4 going on. Like, that took about maybe 8 hours, it felt like. I don't know, seven.
They were still playing at 9 a.m. I don't know when they started, but
the rules were like finishing up around 1, somewhere in there. So it was really good. Like, people seemed to love that, and yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, quick nod back to Code Games. That is a Portal original. So that is a version, takeoff of Code Names, where we created it where we actually use box covers from games. So we pull games off of the library and play Code Names using those, which I think is a cool little meta way to play Code Names. But Code Games is the way.
Round is tough. Like, switching it up from one to another. Yeah, you have to get like 50 games to get a good like variety.
It's kind of the opposite of fiddly. It's like heavy.
Right. You just run out of space.
Cool. And then you said there was an auction this afternoon. What was that all about?
Yeah, so it was a charity auction. People have been donating games for a while now, you know, leading into this event. So, you know, John had led that up, and all the money that was raised from that was going directly to Extra Life. So people came in, and we had a good crowd. I think, you know, 40-some-odd people were, like, were set up to go in there and bid on some games. We raised over, like, $1,600 from that, so... You know, a great shout out to the customers over here, plus, like, you know, everyone that was running that, John, Gary, you know, Harrison, and like all the other people that were kind of volunteering, stepping up and just facilitating everything. Because when you get that many people, it's, you know, it takes some work to make sure it runs smoothly. And it, you know, there are always some small hitches here and there, but it went really well, I think. Especially after the last auction that we ran on Tabletop Day, I believe it was. This one seems like it, yeah, John really had it going and had the process down. So
nice. So the big question is, what have you gotten played in the last 17 hours?
Yeah, I got my one turn of Rhino Hero Super Battle, and then the tower collapsed before my second turn, so I played that, kind of. and then I played Clask, like, 3 or 4 times, which, yeah, that was fun. I mean, a good way to just, like, hop right into it. We actually had the handle on our entry door snapped off, so obviously there was something, right? That was interesting. So we had the door propped, which was actually pretty nice. It was cool out, but it wasn't too cold, you know? So that kept some of the fresh air in, and, yeah, we called the locksmith who had worked on the door before, and he came out, you know, 5 or 6 hours after we had called. So
we're here.
Yeah. So we've got it situated. We're going to be able to lock up the store tonight. So I guess at this point you don't care, but don't try anything. Yeah, we're good.
Awesome. Well, you seem pretty lively and awake. Maybe you're more used to doing these 24-hour things by now.
Yeah. I slept for a little bit until people were waking me up last night. So, yeah.
He's talking about me. I called him to ask for batteries.
You just woke me up the first time.
Not the second or third, so we're good.
Awesome. I'm going to not take too much of your time and let you get back to work, but I'm going to go around. We're going to talk to some more people here, and we will catch you. Just so people know, Extra Life is an event that gamers do to raise money and awareness for various needs in their own communities, and we are supporting the Connecticut Children's Medical Center. But I'm going to talk to more people about that. So thanks, Brian. We'll catch you around. Yeah, and thank you, Harrison, Tracy, Marissa, like everyone that's been involved. You know, we had a few of the kids coming out, too, just kind of talking through their stories. And, you know, they were playing a lot of games with us, too, which was awesome. So thank you.
Yeah, no problem. We'll see if we can catch you later. All right, bye. Hey everybody, the Brant again, and I am here with various members from Extra Life. They will tell you exactly what and who they are, so we'll start right here.
Hi, I'm Harrison Guzman. I'm the president of Extra Life, the Hartford chapter. I'm excited, kind of delirious, so let's hope this makes sense. This is about 16 hours in. Yeah. here's Tracy.
Hi, I'm Tracy DeGrazia. I am the vice president of the Extra Life Hartford Guild, and it's been since 10:45 p.m. for me last night, so since when I've been going.
And I'm Gary Pope. I'm kind of the unofficial part-time one of the other media guys where I help them make media and take photos and stuff. I've been up for about 24 hours already now, but we still have about, what, 7 more hours to go on this, and I've been running the stream here at Extra Life. And so far on the stream, I think we've raised at least $100. I need to go double check that. But yeah.
Awesome. So somebody tell us, what is Extra Life? What is Extra Life all about and whatnot? And what's happening here today?
So Extra Life is a charity where you raise money for your local Children's Miracle Network. And in Connecticut, that's Connecticut Children's Medical Center. And then basically what it is that instead of running a 5K, we do a year-long fundraiser. And at the end of the fundraiser, we do a 24-hour gaming marathon. So if you're going to be playing games, why not do it for charity one day out of the year?
Nice. What else can you tell us?
So we've partnered with the portal, that's why we're here, and our meetup group that's been mentioned a couple times on the podcast, maybe more. Game On Chits and Giggles, that can be found on meetup.com and Facebook, and just the community works really well together. People would be here on Saturday playing games for no reason, but you know, we're raising a lot of money, and I'm excited to announce some of the milestones that we're gonna hit very soon.
Cool. Gary, how's everything been going here today? How you been doing?
Everything's been going great. I mean, all the events we've been running have been going perfectly smooth. Everything's going great. We raised a ton of money doing the auction. Like I said before, the stream's been raising a good amount of money. All the raffles have been raising a good amount of money, and everyone's very interested in all the raffles. And the raffle prizes are great. And also thanks to the portal for providing a lot of those prizes as well, along with the other sponsors such as Top Shelf Games and also Devier Games as well. But that, yeah, it's been going great. All of the events and all the prizes and everything's just great.
Awesome. So what events have you had so far today? What's been popular? What have people been doing?
Well, we actually had one of the kids from the hospital come in, and we got to play Rhino Heroes with him. Nice. And his mother played too, and then he really, yeah, it was a 15-people Rhino Hero game, and then he loves Star Wars, so we sat him down, and he played the Destiny game, and now I'm sure he doesn't listen to us, but his mother bought him everything for Christmas.
She told him she did it.
She told him she did it, yeah.
Oh my God, that's
so
amazing.
She even bought him a Munchkin set. She just, like, she was just really happy to see how happy all of this made him. And they were just so excited to be here. And so that was, for me, that was just really touching. And it's just really nice to see that. It's nice to see the kids that you're actually raising the money for, and you get to interact with them, and it's really touching.
Awesome. So clearly we know the highlight of the day is raising the money and the awareness and all those kind of things, and obviously kids coming in for people to, you know, see who they're helping and all those kind of things are awesome. But people want to know, what's been your highlight gaming wise? What have you gotten to play? What have you gotten to do today?
I got to watch people fail horribly in Eldritch Horror, which is always hilarious. Cthulhu did not treat them very nicely. I'm actually really excited because right after this we're going to set up for a game of Seven Blunders, which is Seven Wonders, but with golf scoring, where you just want to have the most terrible like civilization in the history of the world. Just a bunch of different events, and I can't wait to kind of see like what feedback people give for events for next year or anything like that. Yeah,
I finally got to play Tiny Epic Galaxy. Like, I only ever played it once, and I loved it, and I want to play it again. I can't find it anywhere, and so I got to play it, and now I want to buy it again, and I'm never going to be able to find it again. But that was my favorite part, and I won pretty much every game I played today.
I'm going to say cheat and say two quick things. One was we started off the night after Two Rooms and Boom. We played Twilight Imperium 4, which was, I think, like my second or third time playing the game now at this point. And it was like a 10-hour game, maybe even almost closer to 12. So, yeah, we did that. Taught a bunch of new people actually playing. I think everyone except for me has never played the game before. And then the second thing was the auction, because the auction was ridiculous. We were expecting $500. I think we raised, over $1,600 during that auction, and everything sold. So it was great. Those are my two highlights.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for your time. I know you're busy, so we will let you get back to it. I know you are saying, hey, thanks to the portal, but we absolutely are saying thank you to you. Without the three of you especially, and of course all the people that are listening to this that gave, this couldn't exist. So, you know, on behalf of the store, I say thank you to you as well, and thank you to everybody out there who attended the event, who's listening to this, or who got a chance to get involved, whether it be in this community or their Extra Life community elsewhere. What a great cause, what a great way to do it, by playing games, like you said, the things we like to do every day, and bring this for the kids. So, thanks everybody.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. Just ran a little Disney-themed Wits and Wagers here for everybody. So that was a fun time had. Lots of questions. I may have come up with some faulty answers there, but I'm here with Christian, who was on the podcast a few episodes ago. Christian, how was Disney Wits and Wagers?
It was phenomenal. Some of the questions I did get stumped on, even though I am a Disney fan. But I did answer some that were pretty good, and I doubted myself in the answers, so I didn't bet against myself and that kind of thing.
Nice. And you've been here for a good portion of the day?
I got here about 3 o'clock a.m.
Oh, 3 o'clock a.m. What have you played so far?
I've played Tiny Epic Kingdoms. I've played Quarriors. What else did I play?
Star Wars Destiny.
Star Wars Destiny. With one of the Extra Life recipients. Tiny Epic Galaxies. And something I wish we just did play. I forgot. Yeah, I've played at least 6 games so far.
Nice. Well, you've been up since 3 a.m., so we'll cut you some slack here. All so right. How's the day been going? How's the support for Extra Life? How's the gaming? How's the portal? All those kind of things. Tell us about it.
Everybody's doing a lot of the raffles, so that's getting a lot of things. We just had the whole auction. Yes, that's it. Had the auction. I think they raised over $16,000. $1,600. So that was pretty good. That's going towards that. I did a lot of try to do a lot of the auctions, get some of my games that I wanted to get, and I just got outbid. But that's good. It's all going for a good cause. What else? I mean, yeah, there's a lot. It's a high energy. Everybody's looking forward to different things that are coming up and different things that are happening today. There's a whole list of different things that are on the menu of different things that are happening. Everything to support Extra Life, and it's been just excellent.
Cool. So I know that you have been raising money for Extra Life. You had a page you made and some support and other things and whatnot. So what would you tell people about supporting Extra Life? Why do you want people to support Extra Life? What does it mean to you?
Extra Life means a lot to me because, you know, there's a lot of sick kids and they need extra money, and sometimes their parents just, you know, single parent moms or dads or You know, they need that extra money. So Extra Life, you know, gives to the children's funds or children's hospitals to help them, you know, cover bills that, some of these kids are really sick. But, you know, they're telling their stories about how they're really sick and Extra Life came in, or the Children's Miracle Network came in and helped them out. And now they're really doing a lot better. Or, you know, they've got, you know, the support from the family, or, you know, the funds to help them out. So I'm here to make sure that, I can give you, or I can give what I can give. You know, it's not a lot, but it's something to help out future people that need that support.
Awesome. That sounds really good. I like that idea, because definitely want to make sure that, you know, we're helping and we know ways we can help and find out the cause. So what was your favorite game that you played so far today?
Oh, boy. I played Tracy with Quarriors, and she thought she was losing because I was coming up ahead, and she just blew right past me for points, and it blew her mind because she thought she was losing. Oh, I was in the Clank tournament. That was the other thing. What's your name? Elspeth. Beat us by like at least 20 points by me, so I came in second. But yeah, and then she did the second one, and she won that one. So that was an excellent game. Just playing Clank a couple of times in a row was pretty cool.
Nice. Thanks, Christian. Thanks for coming out and supporting a good cause, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great to me.
All right, later, everybody. All right, we are still here at the Extra Life event, and we have John Roth, the manager of the portal here. So, John, how has the day been? How has the Extra Life day gone? Tell us what you got.
All right, here's what I got. It was incredible. I'm really, really astounded at how awesome our community gamers was. We put together a phenomenal auction that was 100% based on charitable donations from our customers. We ended up raising $1,672 extra in addition. So, aside from the obvious of supporting a great cause, it was, I got to draw some attention to our customers to say how phenomenal it was that people were willing to part ways with some really good games too and come up with all this extra revenue for the charity. Attendance is fantastic this year. I think it definitely was better than the previous 2 years, and there's a lot of people still here having fun. All in all, I'm really, really impressed. I'm really pleased and really glad to be part of this.
Awesome. So you said that the portal did the auction, which sounds really good. What other things, obviously the store being open and doing all those things to support people, what other ways was the store able to help with Extra Life?
Well, we brought in a couple of guest speakers. There was a young boy, Gavin, who came in and told the story. Then my stepdaughter as well came in and talked about her experiences with CCMC. And, you know, obviously that's something that's dear to me. So anything that we can do here, whether it be opening our doors, like you said, or coming up with some neat little events to help out, you know, donating prizes and all sorts of stuff. It's just phenomenal to have that opportunity.
Really didn't answer. Nice. That's all right. No worries.
I give you a politician answer.
All right. So, so just tell us then on the lighter end of things, what games were you able to play today? What were you able to do? Events were you involved in?
I ran the auction for almost the entire time and ran logistics. So I was able to play one game. I got Clank and Space in, and Gary fell asleep and still beat me by 35 points. So, yeah, that's the only gaming I got done today. It's a lot of load on my end.
Had you played Clank in Space before?
Yeah, I played it once or twice.
What do you think of it compared to Clank?
I honestly like it better. I think that if people are... It's kind of like the whole King of Tokyo, King of New York argument, where more or less it's the same game, but there's a little bit of additional stuff. And I feel like I like some of the mechanical changes. I like that you have to actually explore the map instead of just being that jerk that rushes down and grabs the artifact and tries to kill your opponents. I like some of the tribal effects and card synergy a little bit better. I think the puzzle piece map was a really cool idea too, where you get way more variation out of the one game than you do, you know, 'cause Clank, you still only have four maps even with the expansion. So I personally think it's better from a gamer's perspective. Just mechanics in it are better. I think the artwork is better on the original Clank, but I think the game itself is more fun. It lasts longer too. You know, I don't want to set up the whole game and have it be over in 10 minutes because somebody rushes it. So I think it forces you to play the game more, which I kind of enjoyed with that one.
So it's probably super important that I borrow your copy and review it for the podcast.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think it's a good game. I mean, you know me, I'm a huge Clank fan in general. And I was kind of nervous with it. And I said my only qualm with it is the artwork is kind of crappy on the board. Mm-hmm. The board is gorgeous for the original. Yes. Or they are, and it's just right. It's not very good for the new one. But there's a lot more to do, I think, and that's why they didn't really hyper focus on the artwork. Is that they're just more board interaction, a lot of different mechanics. So I think that's probably why they cheaped out on that.
Awesome. I know you're probably getting tired here. So is there any last words you have for the community, for the Extra Life, for anybody? Just what is John's parting words on the Extra Life event 2017?
Oh man. My parting words are just going to be very simple. They're going to be thank you. Thank you to anybody that came in and helped out, took time out of their weekend, put forth that effort, that thought that, you know, there is a bigger world beyond our own. You know, our personal worlds tend to absorb us so much, and we forget that there's other people out there that are having trouble functioning normally like us. And I think a lot of us take it for granted, and it really makes me feel good and proud of the customer base we have, my friends, my family, that everybody comes together for the day, they tough it out, they don't sleep. And I still think, like, you know, the discomfort from not sleeping and all that stuff is just a mere fraction of what some of these kids have to go through. And I just am very proud and very thankful that, you know, over the course of the day here, hundreds of people came in to you know, help out. And that's, to me, is really awesome, and thank you. And even from my family personally, we thank everybody for coming to help out. You know, CCMC is a great hospital, and they are still super limited by funding. And my daughter's doctor actually talked to her the other day, and she had mentioned that we were doing the event here and stuff, and he flat out said, one extra dollar may give a name to your disease. It may get us that piece of equipment. And it's just like I said, there's such a bigger world out there that it's great that people do anything in their power to help out with some people that really need the help. And I'm very thankful for that.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely helping kids is what this event is all about. Games are awesome too. People coming into the store is awesome, but that's all secondary to today. All that takes a backseat to helping out kids. So thank you so much, John.
Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate all your help.
All right. All right, everybody, it's 12:03, and I am rolling out of the portal. They're still doing a little bit of cleanup. I'm heading home. It's Saturday night, got church on Sunday, play music there, so kind of a late in for me, obviously. A lot of people did 24 hours for the Extra Life event, and, you know, that's a lot bigger deal than my little piece here. But anyway, so I am driving home now from the event. Went really well, wrapped it up. Got to play a lot of games after Wits and Wagers. Played, I played Cry Havoc. Hadn't played that in almost a year, so that was pretty good. 4-player. I really think people need to see that game through to the end to get the real feeling for it, because it ended up being pretty close. Even though mid-game it felt like two of us were way behind. You know, we didn't end up catching up, but it wasn't horrible. In terms of score. So I know there's definitely some balance there and some trickiness that's up to the players. But all in all, I really liked Cry Havoc. Maybe ran a little long, but we had two people who were there for the 24 hours, and we were learning. Some people were learning the game, so that was that piece. Played Fantasy Realms. So liking that one a lot. Just a really simple card game with some crazy scoring at the end. But it's pretty neat. So all these I'll do reviews on down the line somewhere. What else did I get a chance to play with people? Played Medici the card game again. I've talked about that one. We played Samara. So Samara is a kind of light 40-minute worker placement game from TMG with this little calendar piece. It was kind of mixed. It felt like there were some really clever ideas, and there were some ideas that were that just didn't quite play out well, but I had fun playing it. It was neat. It was fun.
It was different. So all in all, that was that. They're just doing the giveaways. We had raffles and all sorts of other things, and they were giving away all the promos and various packages that they had put together to raffle off. So I don't know, those probably 15, 20 prizes. Close to the end, they had announced a bunch of sponsorships for Bezier Games and other people. So they made a raffle that was, hey, everything we can get for our Extra Life donated to you from PAX Unplugged will go in this bucket. So people are entering that for a gift yet to come. So hopefully, you know, publishers and other people out there will find out about that and donate to that, because that's a good cause for somebody that put extra money in at the end. Hopefully they can get a good, I don't need to get a good return, but it would just be neat to see them be like, oh, we got you, you know, 5, 6, 7 games, even though you just kind of donated blindly. I think that'd be fun for people. Be neat. So, good support. So really exciting news was, pretty close to the end of the night, probably around 10, they announced that they had reached their $100,000 mark for the year. So the way this Extra Life event works, people aren't clear, is they run all sorts of events all year and raise money, and then they culminate with this 24-hour event. And so at this event, they passed the $100,000 mark. Other big events that they did was they traveled down to Florida to be part of the Extra Life gaming event down there. I know it was a big deal. And made a lot of money, raised a lot of money down there. But definitely today they were able to make a whole bunch and pass that $100,000 mark for the year, which the Connecticut chapter, Hartford Guild, I don't think anything in this region has ever surpassed that. So that was really exciting news for them. Really cool to be part of that. A small part, but a part of that. And whatnot. So yeah, so that was exciting. So that's Extra Life. This episode's probably a little bit on the shorter side, but it was cool just to kind of give you some snippets and updates from when I was there. Unfortunately, I couldn't be there for the whole 24 hours. They had a crew at the end. I think it was about, looked like 10 or 11 of them who had made it the whole 24 hours gaming. But, you know, again, that's not the idea. You know, it's not who can make it 24 hours survival mode, but it's, you know, about these kids and the money we can raise and the fun we can have doing that. And like that story earlier, you heard about the kid that came in and got to play Destiny and found games. I just thought that was so cool that not only are we able to help financially with the hospital and with families, but then also just to find a fun avenue for people and for people to get involved. Definitely a lot of newer gamers at this event, you know, spouses, people related to other elements, and they're coming in and seeing the store and learning about games. Which is, again, secondary to the primary goal there. But, you know, just a really cool avenue to see people being like, boy, I played this game and I had so much fun, I played it 6 hours later. It's just cool stories that I heard from people and whatnot. So, all in all, great job. Great job from the Extra Life crew, Tracy, Gary, Harrison. Great job from the Portal crew, John, Mike, Josh, Brian, others. Just a really great event. We had a great time. And so definitely check out Extra Life. We do 24 hours again in April, which is really fun to do the 24 hours. It's not for a cause, but it's just a really cool day when we do these 24-hour events because, yeah, you're tired, yeah, you're dragging, but you just get to see a lot of people, a lot of foot traffic through the store, a lot of exciting things. I get to teach a lot of new games, and so it's just fun. So, alrighty, I think that's it. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening. Good job. Excellent. Excellently done. We'll be talking more about this and moving forward and seeing what next year has to bring for Extra Life, the portal, gaming, all those great things. Until next time, I am your host, The Brant, and I hope you step into the portal.